And good morning. I'm Jeff, and this is The People Speak. Hope you're having a good day. I'm going to be talking today with Randolph County Commissioner David Holder. How are you doing this morning?
Very well, Jeff. Good morning. It's nice to have a conversation with you again. Here in the last week of June, we're past the summer solstice, so believe it or not, the days are starting to get shorter already, but only by a few seconds so far as we work our way down now back towards Christmas. But
right. Of course, now we're in the, well, they always say August is the dog days of summer. I don't know. I think June may be trying to.
Well, this time of year, and they're talking 90, but 90 is not uncommon in June. I mean, that's not an uncommon temperature at all. And next week, this time next week, it'll be July 1st. And July is usually about the hottest month of summer. I usually think of it as being that. Next week, of course, is the big 4th of July week.
And that's true.
And, of course, I'll be, I actually almost forget to mention it, but this Sunday, June 30th, is the Redbud Parade. And I'll be at the Redbud Parade, or that's my intention to be there, unless, you know, something happens between now and then. Enjoy the opportunity, put on a t-shirt, walk in parades, and have a chance to say hi. Then next week, of course, the 4th of July parade in Steelville, and that's always a big parade in the county. Those are Redbud homecoming, fireman's picnic is this weekend, and that's always a big one. And then the Steelville one is always a big one, and the other parades are a little less so. Popeye used to be a pretty good sized parade as well down in Chester, but it's kind of fallen off a little in the last few years for whatever reasons. But so we're going into the big parade season, so I'll be out there and involved in that and having a good time.
All right, I'll tell you what, we got a break here. Let's go ahead and throw that in.
Sounds good.
We'll come back and talk with Commissioner David Holder here on The People Speak. We'll be back right after this. And welcome back on The People Speak here today with County Commissioner David Holder and on this nice warm June morning.
So, oh, yes, it is.
Speaking of days and the stuff, June here, I guess you had the last board meeting of June here last
Other day. Actually, we did a board meeting last Friday. Our next one will be July 5th. We had one last Friday, and there was a number of different items discussed on there among the usual things, but I'm going to talk about one that will be coming out here in a little bit. You'll have also an opportunity to see it in the newspapers coming up in the next few days. Something that I had worked on and the rest of the county board has been working on for a number of years is how to better use a county administrator as opposed to each different department trying to keep their own records in kind of a fashion that each department doing their own thing, so to speak. And it sometimes it didn't always come together real well for the auditing and budgeting part. And so for a number of years, I've been considering the aspect of a county administrator and how we might be able to do that, because it's considerably more complex than what it was in the accounting system, what it was 20, 30 years ago. And what was done in that time period doesn't always work now. Well, actually, we were able to put a county administrator and assistant administrator into place Friday at the board meeting. So we actually began these positions, and they're still new, so that's going to take a little bit of time to see exactly how they'll come out, and there'll probably need to be adjustments to be made over a period of time. But then through the process, we're going to discontinue doing administrative work, and I know we discontinued the individual in the health department when she retired about 2 years ago. And we'd been picking that up in the courthouse in preparation of this. Another individual also did the same thing, and we were able to bring a person from the care center who has worked there and to move that bookkeeping function towards the courthouse. And so we were able to establish this individual without really adding anyone else to the payroll. It's just moving individuals around from one place to another in order to better keep track of the accounting work and to have a better reporting method on how things are shaping up. You really kind of need to know how expenses are going in order to keep good records and to know these things and to fulfill the requirements. And with Dr. Keena, who's going to retire from the board come December 1st, he's worked quite a bit on grants, and the grant administration takes a considerable amount of effort, and he won't be there for this. So it's all kind of a combination in the fact of doing that. And I think there's still more to come, that there's still another position or two I think we could consolidate in order to continue to do even a better job. I was originally hoping or anticipating we'd probably do this as of December 1, the new budget year. But as it worked out, it became possible to do it here at the end of June. So we put it into place, and so it can begin on the 1st of July in the latter half of the year. So it's going to look a little different when you see that in the paper, and there's obviously there's comments on it as to why you're doing that and how you're doing it. But it's something that's been well thought out. It's something I have considered for, seriously considered for the last 6 years, and even talked about it before than that. But it just never reached a position where I could identify exactly who we were going to, how we were going to do it, who was going to be a part of it, how we were going to shape it out. The moving of this didn't really have anything to do with the individuals that we appointed. It had to do more with the timing of starting these positions. So I believe overall this is going to give a much better financial control and financial reporting for Randolph County. I know the Randolph County auditors are all on board with it, and they had also suggested for the last couple of years. And I told them, you know, we're considering this, but it's not sure exactly how you're going to approach it. So we were able to get that approached. We did name those two individuals to be administrator and assistant administrator, which is Carol Best and Ashley Pickering. And I believe they're going to do an excellent job. I think this is the direction that we need to try to move forward in over a period of time. It's going to give us much better control over what we're expending, as well as how we're reporting and on our different requirements to report, grant reporting and other reporting for the auditors of Randolph County. You have to keep these things in place and keep them moving forward. Otherwise, you don't qualify for the grants and the things that you want to do. So we've had really good success in developing this over the last few years, and we're moving forward with it now. And coupled with it also, we have this new jail grant that we were able to obtain through Congressman Bost. He put quite a bit of effort in that, and it's on the order of $4.5 million for renovations to the jail, as well as expansions for a new cell block and there's the actual physical size of the building will increase just a little bit, not a tremendous amount, but just a little bit, and we'll have an additional cell block in there for women only. And so with all these in place, it just, the timing just seemed right for us to make this move and to move forward with it.
So just little things here and there, but everything to working towards the goal of, you know, keeping the county stable.
It's all working towards the goal of better financial controls in how we receive and expend our money. And that's really what it comes down to, and how you do that better than you have done it in the past, and meeting the new requirements that have came out over the last 25 years or so that just didn't exist back in the 1990s and 1980s. That you now have to comply with in order to accomplish what you're doing. And this just seems to be the best direction, the best possibility for doing that. So it came about on Friday, and that, of course, will be in the papers. And there'll be some discussion about it, no doubt. And then no doubt there'll be some adjustments to it as we move forward. But you have to begin at some place in order to start the process to move forward. It's nothing uncommon. About half the counties in the state of Illinois have it. all the larger ones do. Some of the smaller ones still don't, but all the larger counties have administrators, and it's just a matter of, you know, fleshing it out and developing it as you think it'll work best for Randolph County. So
okay.
That's something that we began that was new this time around.
I know this time of year, not a lot usually, but anything else come out of the meeting? Or?
Oh, well, there was a number of different things. That was probably the largest item. We always go through our regular reports. The health department reported that June is going to be, men's health month, and they're having different programs in June and July related to men's health. Hopefully they'll have an opportunity to come in here and talk a little bit about that. That's been very beneficial. Also related to it was we had several different union contracts that we finally completed. And one unique part about it, of course, they all have raises in it, but something that we've worked on for the last several years since Juneteenth come out, that was always kind of a touchy spot. The state says it's a holiday, but it's not in the union contract. So is it or isn't it? With this time around, county-wide, through all the different departments starting in 25. We will not take as a holiday Lincoln's birthday, but instead we'll take as a holiday Juneteenth. So the unions all agreed to move from Lincoln's birthday. We had two of them back-to-back in February, two Mondays back-to-back, and so now we'll drop the one Monday of Lincoln's birthday, continue to take President's Day, and then we'll have Juneteenth available. So that's a new one as well that's been coming out of the different contracts, and that's something good that'll now stabilize that big question mark, because the courts always wanted to take Juneteenth, and your courthouse, even though you're not necessarily, most of the operations in the courthouse is not the courts, it's more record keeping and administrative activities, but at least this kind of stabilizes everything in one basic pattern. But those were a couple of the larger items that took place and were discussed and settled on at the last meeting.
Okay, I'll tell you what, we got that other break here. We'll go ahead and throw that in real quick.
Okay.
We'll come back and talk some more with Commissioner Holder right after this. And welcome back again, talking to Randolph County Commissioner David Holder here, and we talked about the board meeting. Other things going on, the Chester Bridge project continuing now?
Yes, it is. I'm always happy to say a little bit about the Chester Bridge. I always enjoy going down there and seeing how they're moving forward, but I've always enjoyed looking at construction projects. But the river has come back down. Let's hope it stays that way. I noticed there's been quite a bit of rain in Iowa. I'm not sure what that's going to do. But they have set back up, and they are moving forward and moving very well. They're continuing to raise that tower on the west side of the bridge, the Missouri side of the bridge. Mm-hmm. It's coming up nicely. At the rate they're going, it's always hard to say, but they could be finished in a couple of months with that one. They were actually pouring concrete Friday when I was there. They were actually pouring concrete in the river on the center one. And then the one next to the Illinois side, I was not able to observe anything, so I'm not sure how far that one's coming along. But the one in the middle, they were pumping concrete into it, so it won't be long that they will be getting above the water on that one. And once you start getting above the water line, that's when you can start observing it.
Right.
Right now, they have to go down below the water line to the bottom of the river, which is about 50 feet deep, and then get well into the bedrock and everything. So they have a good firm footing for the center tower to set on. And take care of it. Then they've been doing some other drilling work and setting some of the, they actually have six towers related to it, but only three of them are tall ones. The others are the end ones and another one toward the ground, but they're also cable ties where they'll tie in their cables and those types of things as well.
I've noticed on the Illinois side, they've got that retaining wall, that concrete retaining
they
wall.
Have finished that retaining wall, so you can tell right where it's coming in, and really it's very tight on the Illinois side where it's coming together there where the road is coming back in. So you can see that in place. It's probably not more than 35 foot over from where the road was at, so it'll be very close to the existing road where it comes in on that side, but it's a little wider over on the Missouri side. It widens out that curve and makes the curve a lot wider, and so you can have a higher speed limit on it. But it is coming along nicely. They're pretty much on schedule. They're still talking about December 31st of 26, which is really 2.5 years since we're right basically at July 1st. And I'm very happy to see that bridge is so important for economic benefit of both Randolph County and Perry County, Missouri, as well as the surrounding areas. A tremendous amount of economic activity through traffic takes place on that every single day.
Mm-hmm. And now, will the roadway go between those two pillars then?
Yes, it'll go between those two pillars. The actual pavement is approximately 50 feet wide. It's two 12-foot lanes and two 10-foot shoulders, if I remember correctly. So that's 22 or 23, 30. Yeah, okay. Anyway, it works out to approximately 50 feet wide. So you have a nice wide shoulder and a wide lane so farm equipment can get across it without the need to shut the bridge down as we have in the past. And it'll set in between those two pillars.
Okay. I was going to say, just looking at it doesn't look that wide, but I imagine it's wider than what it
appears. It's wider than what it looks when you get over that away. That is true. It's quite a bit. The current road is approximately 25 foot across, so it's double the width of the existing bridge is what it comes down to. So it's quite a bit wider. Uh-huh. And with those towers, they're the ones that support the cables, which support the weight of the bridge.
Okay. Other things going on, economic development?
Well, economic development's always important in Randolph County, and we're always working towards what we can do for that. There are several projects under discussion and consideration in Randolph County, a couple of them related to what's part of the Port District, which is off the Kaskaskia River there at work 154 crosses the Kaskaskia River in that area. Gateway FS is doing some improvements and expanding some of their buildings. The one that they put up, which has the tarped roof, they're going to expand that one this year. And they took out the old fertilizer eight-sided buildings there. Those are now gone. And they're looking at dredging some of the river to improve getting in there. To improve access to it from barges. We're looking at the possibility of a steel fabricator on the north side of the road, which is the opposite side of where Gateway FS is. This project was actually discussed publicly at Redbud about a year ago, if I remember correctly. It's still under development. It hasn't been completely, brought forth. Sometimes it takes 2-3 years. In order to clear all the hurdles, get the necessary funding and what it takes to bring these items to fruition and make them happen. But it's still out there. It's still working. There's another project down by the Kellogg Dock area that we're hopefully, they had mentioned they were going to make some decisions on that by the end of June. I have not heard anything as of yet, and we're at the end of June. So we'll see how that particular one comes out. And, of course, here at the Baldwin Power Plant area, if you've been up that way, across from the road, across from the power plant, they're working on this solar area, which Vistra, the energy company there that operates the power plant, had talked about putting in. So that one's moving on as well in that particular solar area. About one-third of it is what you see there to the east. Two-thirds of it will be to the south and west on areas that were old fields from where they had buried coal ash over a period of time that are no longer farmable. And that's one of the issues was, put solar on non-farmland. And about two-thirds of that project, once it's complete, will be on non-farmland. So that's very good. And I can see they're starting to put foundations in place for some of the battery storage they were going to work with. That's in there a little closer to where the basic power plant's at. But I can see the work going on over there. But there's nothing really visible above the ground at this point in time. So that's moving forward as well. So we have some good things happening in Randolph County. You always have to continue to work. You work with the economic enterprise zone, the economic development. It's a slow process. You'll talk to, 10 different industries before you'll sell one. But that's just part of the process that you have to go through in order to attract them here. But it is moving forward, and those are some good things that have happened over the last couple of years that I'm happy to see taking place.
I know Dr. Keene had been working on quite a bit, but I noticed in the paper a few weeks ago about the four-lane connector.
Yes, the four-lane connector. We do have some funding on that, and that was a very good article. It puts probably the information out better than I can. But they actually had funded that a couple of years ago, but just because they funded it doesn't mean everyone gets out there to begin. But beginning this year and through next year, they're going to be doing the next phase of the engineering studies, which is where they actually lay out a route, a proposed route. They have the public hearings, and they pick the proposed route they would suggest that it goes on. I think there's a very good chance that you'll see something funded from Waterloo down to Redbud, and maybe even from Redbud over towards Sparta. Getting it funded from Sparta to Pingaville is going to be more difficult. And I think you'll see it from Murfreesboro come north up through Virgins and that area in the very near future as well. But the traffic counts are just higher along those areas. The traffic counts are not as high between Sparta and Pingaville. So that makes it a little more difficult to get those types of projects funded. But I think over the next few years, there's a very good likelihood they'll get it funded, and I'm happy to see that taking place.
All right. Well, sounds like we're out of time, but Commissioner, thanks for stopping in.
That's all right. I'll have a chance to see you next Monday.
All right. We'll look forward to it. For the People Speak, I'm Jeff. We will talk to you tomorrow. Have a great day.